The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, does your child talk back and argue with you? Are you dealing with sibling rows on the daily? And are you wondering how you can handle it? Well, I'm joined in the studio by Dr. Claire Crowe, who's a member of the Psychological Society of Ireland. Claire, you're very welcome. People coming out of the midterm break, looking ahead to school being back next week, maybe at the end of their tether. But you're saying have faith if you have an argumentative child at home, because it's a good sign. Is that right?
I am delighted if you tell me your child is arguing. And I know that sounds counterintuitive, but it tells me two really important psychological things. The first is that you're a safe place. And that means that they trust that they can argue with you and that you will still love them. So you have created that gorgeous, unconditional, positive regard. So no matter what happens in that discussion, that disagreement, you're still there for them. You still got their back. And the second gorgeous psychological thing it tells me is that your opinion matters. So now they could just do the thing anyways. They could sneak or they could do it regardless. But the fact that they're trying to persuade you that this is why it's important tells me I care about you. I want you on my side. I want you to see my side. So it's a really good sign if they're arguing with you. And remember, arguing is creating, a space for them to learn how to think. We don't want children who just agree with us. We want children to learn how to think for themselves.
Mm-hmm. So are we talking about an argumentative child at any age where you see this as a positive?
Absolutely. Yeah. So you can start with your 3-year-old who you think of, they'll say the word no. And that's how they learn autonomy. And then you move to your primary age child who'll often go with the it's not fair and the sense of justice. But again, they're learning problem solving skills. Right up to your teenager who's learning to show their belief system, their moral value system. So arguing evolves and we want to really cultivate it. So absolutely, no matter what age your child is, I want them to argue with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's hard as a parent, but there's so much value. And I suppose for me clinically, where I see it most is when we have an absence of arguing. So I can think of a case I worked with, a little 9-year-old girl, and the referral was for like an inappropriate sexual encounter with another small child. And what emerged when I worked with that case was this little girl was just the most gorgeous, pleasant child. She always said yes. She never caused problems at home or in school, was really well-liked and popular, but she never had created her own kind of sense of who am I? What do I think? How do I push back? So it meant when she was put in a situation where, you know, it was challenging and uncomfortable for her, she didn't know how to say no. She'd never said no to something smaller, so she couldn't say no to something bigger. So you want
that child to be able to have those skills. That's why it's really important.
Absolutely. So you want at the kitchen table that your child is going, no, I don't want this cereal. No, I what am I planning for today? I didn't want to come to camp. You really want them to start with these small things because then they're learning how to argue and that sets them up for life in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
It's really about safety. Our job as parents is to help our children be safe in the real world and we do that by letting them argue.
Well, Claire, I mentioned sibling rows at the start of this. Is that a different thing or are you seeing that in a positive light as well if that's happening a lot?
Yeah, I guess it's a real honest thing, isn't it? There is none of us with a sibling who doesn't kind of experience that. And you get lots of practice. If you're not an only child, you get lots of practice in how to argue with someone. Your sparring partner is your brother or sister. So it is a good thing. Now, I suppose the question parents will say, well, what do I do with that when they are sparring with one another? So the first thing I think is to take yourself out of it. So you're not the mediator because the temptation, and anyone who has a youngest sibling will know this, where the temptation is to have the youngest child be, oh no, just give that to your little brother. Oh no, he's only small, he doesn't understand. So what happens with those moments is your youngest child learns, aha, I get my way.
Mm-hmm.
And the older child gets some resentment towards the younger child. So what you really want to do is to first remove yourself and say, name what's going on. I notice that you're both fighting over the remote control. And then give them the opportunity to succeed. So the second thing is to say, I know you guys can figure this out. I know you can both decide together what cartoon you want to watch or what show you want to watch. And then when they've done that, so you're setting them up with the belief of you can do this.
Because what they want and what they ask you to do all the time is to be the judge.
Yeah, and what, and of course that becomes, I want your attention, whether it's good or bad, and I want you on my side. So once you show them that actually, I'm going to leave you to it. I'm going to say, this is what's happening. I know you can do it. And afterwards, I'm going to name the success. But you get my attention and my love in other spaces. You will get way less sibling arguments. And they will learn to mediate with one another, which is a gorgeous life skill. So there's a real opportunity with having a sibling to fight with. But the key is the parent stepping out of it,
so a lot,
and not in.
A lot of this then, if we extrapolate from that, how we behave when we have sibling arguments at home as a parent, it's about how we respond to this. So if you have an argumentative child, let's take the younger ones, 2 or 3. I'm not wearing that. I don't want to wear. I want to wear the mad stuff. You know, yeah. Nothing matches. Yeah. How do we respond to that, and what's the right way?
Yeah, I think there's kind of 3 things I would do as a parent. The first is like emotionally regulate myself. So we take 22,000 breaths a day. I love that stat because then I think, God, if we take one mindful one, and what I mean by mindful breath is I breathe in for 4 and breathe out for 8. So that tells my nervous system that I'm in soothe. I can't be anxious and in soothe at the same time. So already I'm going to approach that argument in a calm way. The second thing is I'm going to come back to your tone and the words you use. So not in that moment, because it's really hard for your brain can't learn when it's in stress. And usually when the kid is in an argument or we're in an argument with them, everyone's in stress. So I'm just going to bank that for later. I'm going to talk about how I want you to, I'm going to help you argue, because we think our kids have experience, but they don't know how to do it yet. We have to teach them. So later on, I'm going to say, I want to hear all your points, but I need you to use kind words because then I'll stay with you and hear it. Or I want to hear that argument, but, you know, it frightens me when you get really loud or when you use curse words or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And then you're showing that I'll stay with you and do stay with them the next time. And then the third thing is to let them win. So
really?
Yes, because we want to set them up for your voice has impact. You can really create a change in the world. Mm-hmm. So it's so important to let them win. Now, I know you're going to say, Claire,
I want a mobile phone. You're not winning that one.
Yes, and you're so right. That's the perfect example. Have your boundary, have your things that in this family, they're non-negotiable. But then there's lots of small wins, like, I don't know, a takeaway tonight. We don't usually, but, you know, if they put forward a really nice argument, let them be successful in it, because we want them to know that when they go out in the real world, they can argue and they can win and they will have impact. Mm-hmm. So the more they practice this arguing, the more we're really setting them up for success in life, that they can do this. And when I hear them arguing, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, like if your child argues with you today, I want you to give yourself a pat on the back and say, I've done a good job as a parent. I've created this gorgeous, secure base. My opinion matters to them. And I'm helping create this mindset in the world where they will be safe. So it's a good, good thing.
Right. I'll use all of that advice in the 17 battles that I have every day. Claire, thank you so much. That's Dr. Claire Crowe.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.